In the last episode, we had Linus Torvalds accusing a trusted Linux maintainer of pushing malicious commits into the kernel. I said I would follow up if we got more updates on the drama, and we sure did. Pretty much right after I made my video, there was a big revelation, and we're going to be getting into what actually happened today. For a brief review, a trusted Linux maintainer case was accused of malicious behavior by Linus Torvalds after submitting a pull request with falsified commit metadata. The pull request was for Linux kernel 6.16, the RC1 release, and included 330 commits that were falsely attributed to Linus, along with over 6,000 rewritten commits, appearing as if Linus and others authored them when they did not, which was a big deal, and led Case to releasing his ref log, which we're going to be looking into, and then reading about the back and forth between Linus, Constantin, and Case. And Linus did escalate the drama, calling the commit completely unacceptable and requested an account suspension, and later refused to accept further code from Case until a proper explanation was given. And now to get into that explanation, shortly after my video was released, a ref log from Case was released in reference to Linus, saying, "Here's my ref log, but the too long don't read. It looks like the B4 trailers did it. If you want to skip to that, search for fast import below." So we're going to go to that portion of the reference log. And here's where the first mention of fast import is and where seemingly the issue started. This is where the commit ID first appears, and before it is the branch of juggling of one of my scripts to send a single patch out the middle of the tree. But the fast import is not part of that, but rather from B4 trailers, I checked my ref log against my bash history and the issue started taking place after that, where commits began to be reauthored, and, well, that precisely recreated it, even identical SHAs. Looking at the B4 output, I do see suspicious 39 commits listed for some reason, so I assume that the git filter repo invocation is what mangled it. I will try to dig in to what B4 actually asked it to do in the morning. Sign off, Case. So after Case decided to release his reference log from Git, he found the real culprit. It's really a combo of two powerful tools, B4 trailers and Git filter repo. And for those of you unaware, B4 trailers is a tool that handles patches metadata. The B4 tool actually helps prepare and send patches via email. And trailers refers to special metadata at the bottom of a commit message, things like signed off by, reviewed by, etc. And what B4 trailers helps do is clean up or add the metadata lines consistently before submitting code. So what Case is alluding to here is a misfire that rewrote thousands of commits falsely assigning authorship and removing signature information, which should not have happened. And then the tool to actually rewrite the Git history was the Git filter repo, which is used for removing files, changing commit authors, and cleaning up repos. It's often used instead of the older Git filter branch method, but if used improperly, which it looks like it was by B4 trailers, it can accidentally change commit authorship, dates, messages, making it look like someone else did the commits, which is exactly what Case ran into and was able to reproduce. Let's see what happens after Case figures this out. But before we do, make sure to subscribe below. You wouldn't want to miss another video like this. YouTube can get finicky. Also, make sure to smash that like button on the way up. Let's continue figuring out what happened. Constantin replies, "Thinks I was able to recreate it and will use it in my test case. I suggest that until I have a fix in place that you always use brtrailers --u with a since commit flag to restrict the range that we're looking at. The solution I'll work on is to iterate the range of commits we get back further and restrict it to just the continuous range matching the current committer going backwards from the head. This would have avoided the problem by restricting the commits being considered to just the handful that were cherry-picked on the top of the latest merges from Linus." Signed off, Constantin. So Constantin here, the maintainer of this tool, was able to reproduce things, and we're finally starting to get some sort of a resolve. So was it sabotage or malicious code? No, but it still was careless on Case's side to submit this commit. But it's actually really nice that Case was able to find this issue in the Linux kernel tooling. Let's move into how Linus responds to all of this. So the real danger territory is lying about committer information. That's the thing that no standard tool should ever do, and that's what made me so upset. Constantin, can you fix B4 to never, ever rewrite a commit that has different committer information than the current user? I don't think this is about 39 commits down. This is apparently B4 just doing plain bad things. and it would be bad even if it was only rewriting the topmost commit. Setting authorship to somebody else is normal and expected. Author is about giving credit. But setting committer information to somebody else is not about giving credit, it's about lying. Tools that do this are broken tools. I'm also not clear on why apparently the script tries to retain committer dates. That also is just plain lying. And then we have, I will reinstate Case's account so he can resume his work. Linus acknowledging this, saying, yeah, I see the updated pull request, Linus. And this suspension was due to this tooling issue, and Case responded initially by blaming the issue on possibly a failing SSD, manual rebasing errors, and overriding Git sanity checks. He, from the beginning, denied malicious intent, said he would rebuild things from scratch, and apologized right away. However, Linus rejected this explanation, emphasizing that the scale and nature of the errors could not have happened accidentally, pointing to malicious behavior. Now we're starting to see what actually happened. So how are they going to fix this? We're going to be getting into that. But before we do, if you're ready to level up your Linux experience, go check out SavvyNick.com, where you can download my cheat sheet, mind map, checklist, and flashcards today. Let's see what Konstantin has to say now about the B4 tool. Yes, I will add that safety check in for sure. This is one of those scope creep situations. The trailers command started out as a way to apply trailers only to your own curated series, e.g. before submitting a VM+1, but it was then hacked to also work on arbitrary trees without properly considering all possible implications. And then Konstantin acknowledges how powerful Git filter repo is. It's working as designed. I'm afraid that the Git filter repo is a powerful tool for rewriting Git history and will happily fire off even when you are pointing it at your own 2 feet. In a reference to saying that they shot themselves in both feet, funny way of saying that, but we can't just let go of the fact that it's a tooling mistake. I think there's multiple mistakes here, and I want to know what you think. Should a seasoned maintainer like Case have caught this earlier and not have actually pushed the commit and questioned what was going on? I'd like to know your thoughts in the comments section, but regardless, it's pretty wild how long this issue has been going on. With the B4 tool, it just hasn't really poked its head out because no one's used it quite like Case has, as this incident was pretty serious because it really undermined the trust and integrity of the Linux kernel. And it all came from a simple tooling mistake and actually led to the suspension of a Linux maintainer. What initially looked like a serious breach now appears to be botched scripting, tooling, and workflow, not a deliberate act, and completely disrupted the merge window. As I'm glad it was resolved, let's give Linus the final word here and see this all come to a resolve. And in a reply to Konstantin here, and will happily fire off even when you're pointing it at your own 2 feet, Linus says, yeah, well, it's designed for rewriting the repo, but it most certainly can also rewrite the committer name, email, and date. I do think that even if you check that the committer doesn't change, you should make it rewrite the commit date so that people see when the thing was used to rebase commits. As far as I know, that's as easy as just setting the committer date member in the commit callback. No? Signed off, Linus. And that's the last we hear from Linus and the crew for now. Not malicious, just bad scripting and tooling, rewriting thousands of commits, making it look like it came from other committers, falsifying who the code actually came from, and that's why things looked malicious at first. I'm happy to say that Case now has his account unsuspended and is back to developing on the Linux kernel. What a situation. As this all started with what looked like a malicious code submission into the Linux kernel, a major breach of trust, and a very public response, as Linus was furious. And if you want to check that one out, go to my previous video. It's definitely worth seeing how mad Linus actually was. But digging deeper here, it turns out the real cause wasn't any kind of malicious intent at all. It was messed up workflow involving the B4 trailers and Git filter repo tools, which mangled commit history. But this still matters, even if it wasn't malicious. With increasing threats from supply chain attacks and social engineering, it won't be long before a highly trusted maintainer may actually go rogue. And it's up to other maintainers, including Linus, to catch these people before it gets into the Linux kernel. This was just practice, as malicious actors are only getting more sophisticated, as we saw in the XZ utilities hack, where it seemingly was a planned incident that unfolded over years, gaining the trust of multiple people in the XZ utilities project. This incident showed us how even trusted insiders can unintentionally break the system. What about ones from a real attack? We're in a future now where code integrity is everything and maintainers will need better processes, tighter tools, and more scrutiny, not just trust. I'd love to hear what you all think about this in the comments section below. Thanks for making it to the end. You're a true fan. Make sure to subscribe below. You wouldn't want to miss another video like this. Also, make sure to smash that like button on the way up. Catch me in a great community on Discord, and I'll catch you in another video. Thanks for watching. Linux can be hard to understand, but I take the most commonly used terms, commands, and subjects in Linux, and I break them down into simple-to-read documents, including Linux terms, flashcards, a checklist, a cheat sheet, and a mind map. And if you're ready to level up your Linux experience and knowledge, go to SavvyNick.com now and get access to these sheets.